Hare, hyena, and sheep. Once upon a time, hyena was moving up and down the village looking for something to eat. He walked for a long time but did not get anything. Hungry and tired, he limped towards his home. Then he tripped and fell into a deep ditch. He panicked. The ditch was so deep and dark, and he was trapped inside with no hope of escape. He feared that he would starve to death inside the ditch. "Help me!" he shouted every time he heard signs of movement above. But the other animals were too busy to hear his cries. At last, Zebra heard the cry of distress and stopped. He put his head at the mouth of the ditch and peeped inside. "Help me!" Hyena shouted. "I really would love to help," Zebra said. "But you have been a very bad neighbor. Do you remember the day you bullied me near the Mkhuyu tree?" And with that, Zebra leapt away. Hyena continued to wail and ask for help. By and by, sheep appeared by the ditch. "What is the matter here?" sheep asked. "I'm trapped inside this ditch," hyena cried. "Help me. I'm almost dying of hunger and fatigue." With much sympathy, sheep lowered his tail into the ditch. "Hold on to my tail and I'll pull you out," he advised. Hyena held onto the tail with all his strength. Sheep pulled him out. Hyena was happy to be free at last, but he continued to hold tightly onto sheep's tail. "You should be thanking me now," sheep reminded hyena. "I need to go." But hyena continued to hold onto the tail. "What is the matter with you?" sheep asked in shock. "Please let me go." Hyena smiled, saliva flowing out of his mouth. "I have been trapped for a long time. I am starving. I wish to eat this tail of yours for lunch." Sheep and hyena argued for some time. Suddenly, Hare jumped on the scene. "What is the matter here?" Hare asked. "I helped to pull hyena out of the ditch, but now he wants to eat my tail," sheep explained. "That cannot be true," Hare said. "Hyena is too big to fit into this ditch." "I was in a ditch, it is true," hyena yelled. "Then prove it," Hare shrieked. With much anger, hyena leapt back into the ditch. "Poop! Can't you see that I can fit in here very well?" he shouted. "Now I believe it," Hare shouted back. "Please stay there. Bye-bye, good friend." Hare and sheep went their way, leaving hyena in the ditch. For being ungrateful, hyena received his punishment.